AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley.
Mr. Speaker, the Pope of the Holy See.
Pope Francis has been addressing Congress this morning, laying out controversial issues on sensitive subjects like the refugee crisis.
Let us remember the golden rule. Do unto others as you.
And he alluded to the issue of abortion, though he didn't use the word, and the death penalty, which he said should be abolished. The world, he said, has an obligation
to protect and defend human life at every stage of its development.
And he called for a delicate balance in fighting religious extremism to take care that fundamental freedoms aren't trampled at the same time. The Pope began his address by thanking Congress for inviting him to speak.
In the land of the free, at the home of the brave.
Later today, the Pope leaves Washington for New York and Philadelphia. As he leaves the nation's capital, China's president arrives, Xi Jinping. He and President Obama have some touchy issues to talk about. White House correspondent Mark Smith.
It starts with cyber theft of U.S. corporate secrets, which officials here say has gone way beyond a mere irritant. The administration has warned China to stop this or face sanctions. But other points of friction include the seizing and building up of disputed islands in the South and East China Seas, plus perennial problems like Taiwan, Tibet, and human rights.
We are just getting word that President Obama will be meeting with Vladimir Putin on Monday. Vladimir Putin of Russia will be in the United States to speak at the UN General Assembly. This is AP Radio News. A 21-year-old man is being formally charged now with some of the freeway shootings that have rattled the Phoenix area. Leslie Merritt Jr., charged with 16 offenses. Our Bob Christie is in Phoenix.
He has no major criminal record whatsoever. He has a couple of very minor misdemeanor charges. He's 21 years old, does not have a lengthy record whatsoever, and nothing that would imply that he might be involved in this type of crime.
Nobody seriously hurt in those shootings in the Phoenix area. A $15 million Picasso painting is going back on display in a Paris museum after a long and unusual journey. It's called The Hairdresser in English. It disappeared from a French storage room more than a decade ago and then turned up in a package from Belgium to New York last year. A customs label called it a $37 Christmas gift. The investigation is still underway. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.